In the book of Revelation, it speaks of a day and age where you will not be able to buy, sell, trade unless you have the mark of the beast. Is there a system out there that can single-handedly control organizations, businesses, and entities? I think we're seeing a clear example of this right now.
And there's still a lot of questions about the unprecedented outage. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I'm Glenda Lewis.
And I'm Simon Chiquette. It is payday for millions of Americans, and many cannot afford a delay. Banks going offline, only the beginning of the widespread impact, all out of control. Airport, internet, medical, and transit troubles making the list.
Some cyber experts are calling this the largest IT outage in history.
As you walk around the food aisle, you may notice different types of cereals as an example. But what if you were to actually do the research to understand that most of our food system is monopolized? Most of our energy grid, communications, food industry is monopolized. Slowly but surely, we've been in a point in time where everything in this world is being condensed like in a funnel, with the aim of controlling every aspect of humanity on this earth. Many of these outages, in my personal opinion, they're not outages. These are tests and functions that are taking place to test their systems, to test if they can indeed control all of what they control. This was a global situation. And yet, does not Revelation 13, 16 through 17 express a global situation?
A simple security update, the kind that usually causes barely a ripple of recognition, instead triggered a worldwide tsunami of technological breakdown. Airport information panels turned to blue screens of death in the US, red in France. Worldwide, more than 4,000 flights cancelled. Huge queues built up from Singapore to Spain, from Delhi to Dubai. Breaking news, itself broken at source. Crucial health systems like the NHS app infected with the same digital disease.
And he causes all, both small and great, doesn't matter your social class, rich or poor, that doesn't matter either, free and bond, that doesn't matter either, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So this is describing a system that has a database of information. And whenever you're gonna buy or sell, it's gonna go into the database to see if you're in that database and if you have the permissions needed in that database to partake of the system. We're in a time, we're in a day, where such infrastructures are not only just being created, because AI is now creating AI, but they're being tested. And yet people are asleep. And yet people aren't prepared. And I'm not talking about being prepared in the physical, because all of this is going to rust and die and perish. I'm talking about mentally taking our thoughts captive to the word of God. I'm talking about mentally prepared so that we can be ready when these moments come, when fearful sights may appear in the heavens, when moments that may cause many to tremble. Are we ready? Are we prepared? And we can only be prepared when we fully submit ourselves to the Heavenly Father. There's something going on. And you've noticed this ever since many, many years ago, the consolidation of information and of real estate. And they tell you, you're not going to go own anything and you're going to be happy.
This is the plan that I have repeatedly warned about, to take the tools of oppression used to tackle the coronavirus and use them all, lockdowns, forced business closures, exclusion zones, isolation. We heard Angela Marsden earlier, businesses shut down, isolation at home, all of that. All of those measures, including destroying private property rights and private income in order to tackle the climate crisis.
Now is a historical moment, a time not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world. rebalancing investment, harnessing science and technology, and advancing the transition to net zero emissions, all elements of the Great Reset, are fundamental to building the future we need.
And you have Blackstone, you have BlackRock, you have all of these investment companies buying. A large portion of water companies in the United States of America have smart meters. A large portion of energy providers across America and in the world have smart meters, right? You're noticing that we're shifting more and more and more towards a digital type of ownership in this world. Once upon a time, if you wanted to listen to a CD and a music, you would go buy the CD, but it was yours. It's your property. You can sell it. You can trade it. You can do whatever you want with it. Now, it's all digital. You pay a membership. You pay a membership at Spotify, and it grants you a license to enjoy the music, right? You pay a membership at Netflix, and it grants you the license to enjoy the film.
Shut your palm real quick. We may scan it.
I hope you don't use that.
The idea of using your palm to pay doesn't feel right for this Whole Foods customer, but others like the idea.
I don't know who else can get into my palm, really, but I'm not really against it.
The technology coming to the Bay Area Whole Foods stores over the next few weeks works like this. Amazon says no two palms are alike. They use vision technology. You hold your hand above the device, which scans and takes less than a minute to create a palm signature. Your palm is connected to your credit card online, so whenever you want to pay, all you have to do is hover your palm.
You will own nothing, and you'll be happy. Even in the United States of America, if you own the title in your house, what would happen if you don't pay the taxes? Is it really yours? Or is this all an illusion? Something's going on. But as it's going on, may we always remember that the King of Kings is still the same King of Kings that he was in the days of Noah, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham. He's still the same. He has not changed. It's us who have changed. It's us who, because of the iniquities of this world, we're finding ourselves in an inner battle that's going to continuously test our thought process and our mind and our walk. May we, in Jesus' mighty name today, continue to submit to the Heavenly Father so that we can be ready when they kick off what they're going to kick off. If you ever doubted if there was a system in place that can control air travel and all of these things, you're just seeing it right in front of your eyes. This is a drill, in my opinion. Kind of like when you're in school and they pull that fire alarm drill to see what happens. I pray that you and I continue to walk in His statutes and His commandments for His glory. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and we want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you because as this world is operating how the world is going to operate, sometimes we forget that you're still that same God. You see, the world's going to act like the world. The world's going to be like the world, but we're not from this world. We're citizens from a different kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, Heavenly Father, so that we can walk in the way that you want us to walk. At some point in time, they're going to enact the plans that they have. The New World Order, the elites of this world, led by fallen angels and entities, will do what they say they're going to do. But you know what? We're not going to operate in fear. For you have not given us the spirit of fear. We're going to operate in victory, in a sound mind, and in your power. In the name of Jesus, amen. My family member, I love you very, very, very much. May God bless you always. If you're struggling with intrusive thoughts, we have a video that's an audiobook just for intrusive thoughts, taking them captive. It's free. I'm going to put it at the end of this video. Check it out, okay? Aside from that, thank you for taking the time to pass on by. Consider sharing this video with a friend and their family member. That goes a very long way. Very, very, very long way. And thanks for considering supporting this ministry. God bless you and your entire family. God bless.